Okay, can you hear me? Cool, great. Grab your seats. If any of the kids want to sit at the front, they're more than welcome to. I might need some helpers in a little while. So, actually, should we start now? I've got some nativity characters that I'm going to give out. And we've got a nativity scene here. So if I give you a character, can you come and put it in the nativity scene? So we've got some characters here. If you just go and put it on the stage. We've got a stable. Here we go. There's lots of characters. So have a little look and see if you can put it somewhere. Do you want to take one, Lucy? There we go. Lots and lots of characters. There we go. Rachel, you all right to help some of the little ones? There we go. Can I just leave those there and can we just give them out? Is that all right? Fantastic. Thank you to all my helpers. We'll come back to that in a minute. Oh, someone's pinched me notes. That could be very interesting. They were just on this music stand, but if not, we'll make it up. That's fine. Okay, so the kids are just getting our nativity scene together. Have I got any notes or not? If not, it's fine. We will make something up. Hooray! That could have been very interesting. You could have got anything. So, are we all done? Are we good? Fantastic. When you've done your character, you can just sit down on the floor. That'd be amazing. Thank you. So, hands up, who's written the Christmas lists? Leah. Leah's written a Christmas list. Kids, has anyone written a Christmas list? Few people. Or a letter to Santa? Yeah. Well, adults, there's 9 days to go and the kids are putting you to shame. If you haven't written your list, you might be in trouble. You have. Fantastic. And, you know, I remember when I was little, we would kind of get to kind of like October half term. And I think my mum and dad were running out of things to do with us. So we'd start writing our Christmas cards. But we'd also, Teddy, just sit down, darling. We would also get the Argos catalogue out and we would start doing our Christmas list. So we'd start cutting out and ripping out pages and fighting over who was sticking this there and that and the other. And then for the rest of the year, we had an Argos catalogue with loads of pages missing and holes in it. Did anyone else used to do that as a kid? Jen did. Well, actually, kids these days are far more technical. It was Teddy's birthday last week and he managed to make an Amazon wish list. And he's 5. So, come on, adults. If you haven't written a list or got your Argos catalogue out, the least you can do is get a list going on Amazon. So even Santa might see. And have you noticed that adults' lists are not very exciting compared to the kids? Kids will ask for anything, absolutely anything. Whereas adults, we don't tend to ask for much, do we? And actually, it's the same on Christmas morning. Kids get to open loads of toys and games and chocolate. And what do adults get? Socks and pajamas, don't they? And beer. And beer, apparently. Jen's very excited. So, and I read a quote on the internet a few weeks back, and it says this: as we grow older, our Christmas list gets smaller because we find out the things we want can't be bought. How true is that? And I guess that's why adults get socks and pyjamas then, isn't it? Because the things that we really want can't be bought. So what do we really want, adults? We want happiness for our friends and family. We want good health for our loved ones. We want family. We want community. We want to be together. Basically, it's all about good relationships. And you know, we live in a world of divides and exclusions, and families are broken down, and people's lives are very chaotic, and actually Christmas can be a really hard time for some people. And so thank you very much to our children for setting up our nativity. It looks fab. Got some characters. We've got our three wise men. Got some animals. Lots of characters, which I'm going to talk through. Did you do that one? Good job. Good job. And I'm just going to pinch some of these, if that's all right. Thank you. So, this time of year, you see nativity scenes absolutely everywhere, don't you? They're on Christmas cards, they're in the news, everywhere. And actually, everyone's nativity scenes look a bit different. Ours have got little wooden characters here. But actually, the one thing that's consistent is, you know, we've got Mary here, I've got Joseph in my hand. You know, there's a slight variation on what's included. But one thing that's always the same is this baby, Jesus, is always in the middle. And then everybody else is gathered around him. Jesus is in the center, just as he should be. And you know, naturally, we think the nativity is really cute and sweet. But actually, these people didn't naturally get on. You know, Mary and Joseph, we saw in the nativity, you know, I bet there was quite a lot of tension when they found out that Mary was pregnant. And you know, it's the same for the shepherds and the wise men too. So we've got a shepherd here and a wise man here. And actually, the shepherds didn't look anything like this. The shepherds were really looked down upon. They were like the lowest of the low. They lived outside in the hills with the sheep. And I imagine this smelt too. We've just sang, while shepherds wash their socks by night. I don't think they were washing their socks, were they? I don't think they had a bath. You know, they were quite probably like homeless people in our society today. And in contrast with that, the kings, they were really rich and academic and respected. Maybe even like the queen or members of parliament or celebrities today. So these people were from completely different walks of life. But you know what? They were all welcome to gather around Jesus. So remember, we've got Jesus in the middle, and then we've got all these people who are welcomed to gather around him. And it's the same for us too. You know, we're all welcome. We're all welcome at that stable. It doesn't matter who we are, what we've done, what our life looks like. You know, Jesus came for us all, and we're welcome to gather around him. There's no exclusions. There's no exceptions. Our past experiences don't matter. In the story, everybody was welcome, and nobody was left out. And that's so true for us too. We're welcome to gather around that baby. It doesn't matter who we are. It says in the Bible, in Psalm 145, it says, "The Lord is near to all those who call to him, to all who call on him in truth." It says, oh, everyone, all of us, nobody's left out or excluded. And what we're going to do now is the Messy Church team have got some little people. And if you would like to come to Jesus this Christmas, if you would like to gather around him, or maybe you just want to find out a little bit more about him, you're welcome to come, and the Messy Church team are going to be giving out some of these little people, and you can either colour them in, make them look like you, or you could just even write your name on it as well. And when you're done, you can come and put it by the manger as a sign that you want to come and gather around Jesus this Christmas, because we're all welcome. Thank you.